Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're starting Bez Hashem Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Noagim Lakum Be'ashmores Lomar Slichos V'Sachanuni Me'Rosh Chodesh Elul Ve'Elech Adyom HaKippurim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Minhag Sfard that we get up early before Alos HaShachar to say Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. The Ramah is going to quote the Ashkenazi Minhag to say at least 4 days of Slichos, and we'll discuss the details of that Bez Hashem very soon. Why do we get up early in the morning like that? So the Mishnah Berurah says that at that time of the night, before Alos HaShachar, Hashem is floating here in Olam Hazeh, whatever that means exactly, and it's an Eis Ratzon. It's a more opportune time for Hashem to accept our Tfilos. Why do we start from Rosh Chodesh? Because after Chayta Egel, Moshe went up the third time on Rosh Chodesh Elul and stayed there for 40 days until Hashem forgave us and gave us the second Luchos on Yom Kippur. So these 40 days are an opportune time when Hashem forgives us for our Averus. So now's the time to daven to Hashem, coming up to Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. A person feels a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Elul. The first letters are Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. And the last letters are Yuds. And 4 Yuds is 40. A remnant to 40 days. Oh, there's another pasuk. Umol Hashem Elokecha es Levavcha ve'es Levav Zarecha. Hashem helps us do tshuva. And the words es Levavcha ve'es Levav, the first letters of those 4 words spell out Elul. So there's a remnant that during Elul is a time of tshuva when Hashem will forgive us and help us with our tshuva. So we dafka say slichos starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag of saying l'dovid Hashem ori during this time, and it goes up until Shemini Atzeres. The Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag is first you say the Shir Shel Yom, and then you say l'dovid Hashem afterwards. Okay, so that's the minhag svar to say slichos for 40 days starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Ramah says, no. The Ramah says, the Ashkenazi meaning is we blow shofar. We blow shofar at this time, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, every day after davening. But except for Erev Rosh Hashanah, which we'll get to, Bezrat Hashem. So when do Ashkenazim say Slichos? So the Ramah says, we say Slichos starting from Sunday, meaning Motzei Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah. But if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or Tuesday, then it's from the previous Motzei Shabbos, the previous, Sunday morning, which we do Motzei Shabbos. What's the idea? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Ashkenazi custom is to say at least 4 days of Slichos. Why? Because there was a custom to fast all 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The problem is, you don't fast 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and you don't fast on Shabbos, and you don't fast Erev Yom Kippur. So there are 4 days that you miss. So to make up for those 4 days, people would fast the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now we don't have that minhag of fasting, but part of fasting is tshuva. So we say slichos during those 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. The other reason the Mishnah Berurah quotes is that when you offer a karban, you have to check the karban for a mum, for a blemish. And when you offer karbanos, the Torah says, Hikravtem, you shall bring a karban. But Rosh Hashanah it says, Va'asisem, you shall make a karban. So that's a remez, not just you offer, but you make it, meaning you make yourselves into the karban. You're presenting yourself to Hashem in Rosh Hashanah. And you need 4 days of preparation? So those 4 days are the 4 days of slichos. That's why it's at least 4 days. Now, if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, or Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, so then you have more than 4 days before. But if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday, then you have to start from the previous Motzei Shabbos. The custom was to always start on Motzei Shabbos. Everyone was in shul on Shabbos. They would announce Slichos is tonight. There are other reasons for that minhag of starting Motzei Shabbos. So that's the Ashkenazi minhag of at least 4 days of Slichos. Oh. Now, there are many, many details here, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Okay, first of all, the Shliach Tzibur wears a talis during slichos, and he covers his head when he says the Yud Gimel Midos. What's that about? Because the Gemara says that when Hashem presented himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was like a Shliach Tzibur with Itzuf Talis. So when Hashem taught Moshe the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, he was in a sense dressed like a chazan with a talis on his head. So we have to cover our heads with a talis when we say that part of the slichos. Now there's a whole question about saying a bracha on a talis that you wear at night. There's a machlokas whether a beged you wear at night is chayv in a talis. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, that since it's a suffolk whether you have to make a bracha on a talis you wear at night, the chazan should not take his own talis, he should borrow a friend's talis. If you wear somebody else's talis, and you have in mind that you're wearing it only for kavod, but not to own it, you have to own a talis to be chayiv in tzitzis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says not to wear the talis of the kahal either. See, because if you're a member of the congregation, you also have a partial ownership in that talis. And earlier in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Mishnah Berurah says that it might be one is chayiv to say a bracha when he puts on the talis of the kahal. Our custom is that we don't. But still, but here, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'shitaso, if you want to avoid a suffolk bracha, so the chazan for slichos, who's wearing a talis at night, should borrow somebody else's talis, not his own, and not from the congregation. Well, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a minhag that during Elul, you say Tehillim after davening every day. He says 10. The idea is that you finish the Tehillim twice before Rosh Hashanah. He says, be yimei chol. So you have to say a little more than 10 to make up for the days of Shabbos that you're missing. And then again, during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, you would say more than 10 a day in order to finish all the Tehillim a third time by Yom Kippur. So that's a minhag of saying Tehillim, all of Tehillim three times, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. It's a beautiful minhag. But when you're saying Slichos, so you can say Slichos by yourself as well, except the Yud Gimel Midos can only be said in a minyan. So you would skip the Yud Gimel Midos when you're saying Slichos by yourself. Also, any Tfilos that are said in Aramaic should only be said in a minyan. Machay Umase, Umarin de Bishmaya. You'll see towards the end of the Slichos there are Tfilos in Aramaic. The custom is we only say those when there is a minyan. Well, the Ramah is going to discuss who should be the chazan for slichos. So before that, the Ramah discusses an ovel, and he says an ovel is not allowed to leave his house to go to shul to hear slichos, except for erev Rosh Hashanah, the special, and erev Yom Kippur, when they're marbit. If they're marbit is slichos, then he's allowed to. Now, an Avel, during Yud Beis Chodesh for his parents, can't be the Chazan on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because it's like a regel. And an Avel can't be a Chazan on the regel. But during Slichos, even Erev Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, it's Mutter. If there's no other Chazan available, the Mishnah Berurah says it's Mutter even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Also, in general, any day you don't say Tachanun, so an Avel can be the Chazan if somebody else says Hallel. For Shachos, it can be the Chazan. But he shouldn't be the Chazan for Musaf if he is an Avel. We'll stop here. And one more point. The Mishnah Berurah says, quotes from the Avud Ram, that when you're saying the slichos, and you refer to the pasuk Vayikra b'shem Hashem, you're supposed to read it Vayikra b'shem Hashem, putting a small break between shame and Hashem. Indeed, this fits the trup. If you look at the notes on the psukim there, there's a mercha tipcha Vayikra b'shem Hashem, as opposed to saying Vayikra B'shem Hashem. The simple pshat is, if you would say Vayikra B'shem Hashem, it sounds like Moshe is talking and Moshe is calling out in Hashem's name. But if you read it, Vayikra B'Shem, Hashem, that means, and Hashem is calling out with the name, and Hashem himself, in a sense, said Hashem, and then he said the 13 Midos. So Hashem is talking as opposed to Moshe, Vayikra B'Shem, Hashem.